Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We're wow. back. It's episode 107. And LeBron and Luka continue to do amazing things. Things that have some people saying, no, no, no. And some people saying, yes, yes,
defying
yes.
Defying physics. Defying yeah. the laws of science.
Geometry, even. And Booker has placed himself in quite rarefied air, and we're going to get into the state of the Clippers and plenty more with NBA writer Law Murray on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack got mad boosties.
Doncic, deep three. Got it. And Luka Doncic hits 10K.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
LeBron's got it with five. He's going to try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No showtime. What you got, Giannis?
I can't grab net. Just so you know, officially.
You can. Yeah, yeah.
I tried the other day. I almost tore my hamstring and calf at the same time. I don't know how. On my left leg. That's my jumping leg.
Because you grabbed it so hard?
Yeah, let's say that. Because I almost grabbed it so hard I blew out my hamstring and calf. No, because I'm out of shape. Sadly.
I slapped backboard so hard on this 8-foot basketball hoop.
Exactly, right. Trying to show off for my nephew. And he was not impressed. But anyway, we got Law Murray here,
Law
NBA
Murray
writer,
in the building
for The Athletic. Law, you are a fan of the Clippers, and you cover the Clippers?
Y'all gonna get me in trouble. I'm not a fan of anybody.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I do cover the Clippers.
You cover the Clippers. Obviously, you have journalistic integrity.
I literally rewrote in my bio that I am not...
Right.
I am not... Yeah, I'm not carrying water for nobody, just so y'all
know. Of course. In private, you know... Does it warm your heart to see the white, red, and blue? We're talking about the American flag, not the Clippers.
There's a lot of red, white, and blue teams in the league, though.
So, so you know, we'll keep it there.
And you just root for that colorway.
Yeah, you just like the colors. You true American.
I'm a mercenary. I'm not really known for my loyalty.
Okay.
Yeah, so I feel like there's a lot of writers, reporters, fan media, if you will, that are very open about being moved by one particular team, whether they grew up with them or because they're on their payroll. And I'm not. So I try to let people know that straight up.
No, that's good. That's good.
I am around them an inordinate amount of time, and that's been the case for most of the past 10 years. So
who did you grow up? Who did you grow up being a fan of before you became a professional journalist?
You gotta remember, I'm from Philly back when Sean Bradley and Clarence Weatherspoon were in NBA Jam.
White, red, and blue.
That team was garbage. So local ties didn't do it for me. And I know, Miles, you'll appreciate this. I mean, eventually my favorite team became whoever was playing the Lakers. So
there you go.
Yeah. So
I love that for everybody. You know, we're motivated.
Even for me though, it's like I was fans of players, and the team Lysol was my first favorite player, you know.
That's classy.
I just wanted to be like appreciative of players and certain teams.
Yeah.
So I fall out of love with teams, man. And that was really the case for me even early. So I'm appreciative when Allen Iverson was good.
Right.
Or made the Sixers good, I should say. AI was good out the box. But like, you know, that associated me with Philly more than any other time. But man, when they traded him, I was like, all right, I'm off y'all.
Dead to me.
Single teardrop. I get that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's easier to be a fan of players too than teams. I mean, like, granted, people understand I'm from LA and I have an illness called being a Laker fan. but also, I do love, I mean, like, I'm also, I love Kevin Durant too. And I try not to get too bogged down, but let's be real. You know, I definitely can be in my bag when the Clippers are doing well because I'm insecure. And you know what? How many people can say that out loud, right? And that's not in a therapy session. You know, that's why I do this show.
Hey, you remember the Kevin Durant commercial? I think it was when he was a rookie, where I think from AAU or whatever up until he was with the Sonics, he's like taking
the jerseys off. Yeah.
I mean,
I remember he had the Texas one right before, and then he comes out in the Sonics one. Yes, I remember that one.
One of the best commercials ever, man.
Final form.
I still don't think we do commercials like we used to.
No.
I'm not even kidding.
No.
Because nobody watches them, because nobody watches TV.
No, for real. Then,
all these people will be cord cutting or whatever. That, you know, you can throw your commercial on some 30-second YouTube spot in between.
Unskippable YouTube.
I remember when, like, you know, Nike commercials, especially like Nike basketball commercials, were like appointment viewing. They're like, yo, they're doing that basketball commercial where they're making beats and stuff by squeaking their sneakers and dribbling the ball.
Oh, my dad freestyling. Hated that commercial.
They're doing that commercial again.
The Fun Police was a great. Yes. That was a perfect Nike basketball commercial. I have to say, The Fun Police was fantastic.
We're going to talk about a commercial later because I think Luca modeled his game after a commercial. We'll talk about which commercial in a moment.
Yeah, iconic commercial nonetheless.
Yeah.
But since Law, you're here, we've got you here. We got to talk about the state of the Clippers. 47-27 heading into tonight's matchup against the Sacramento Kings. 43-24 with Harden. You're up, you're down. But overall, I think, you know, it looks like things are coming together. Well, what do you think? You know, I just want to posit this, right? December and January, 23-5. February and March, 16-12. Now, some people like me rub their hands to they go, yes, it's coming apart. But then realistically, there were some injuries and things like that. That would, if you're being a little bit more objective, that would explain those kinds of things. What should we expect from the Clippers when we head into, like, when we get to mid-March or mid-April? Sorry. What do we expect?
I can't wait to see what the postseason field looks like, both going into the play-in tournament and obviously coming out of it, especially. Like, this Clippers team is, to me, matchup dependent. You know, if they get a team that they can score on, they're scary. That their confidence might have been shaken a bit, but I honestly just think that they've just had so many games. Guys have been pushing it. All the talk, you know, they were mocked at the end of last year because they were all said to want to compete more, you know, try harder, whatever you want to call it. But no, that's what happened. That's how you get 26-5 over the course of, like you said, the beginning of December through the Grammy trip, because they won the first three games of February, which is the last games of that road trip, the season-long trip. So that happens because you are, you know, instead of doing what you did the previous 3 years, you know, load manage guys, with valid reasons. You know, one of those guys literally tore his damn ACL. You know, there's a reason he wasn't playing back vets. You know, people lose track of that. The other has soft tissue injuries every damn year. They tried harder and they might have peaked a little too soon, but at the same time, they secured, or they're at the point where they just have to play 500 basketball to basically secure a top six seed. That's where we're at now. So the very thing that made people go, oh, yeah, that team can be a problem, is the very thing that has them running on fumes a little bit at this time of the year. It's probably why Kawhi Leonard's not going to play Tuesday night at Sacramento. But if they get a matchup where they feel like they can score, they're going to be a problem. If they get a matchup like the New Orleans Pelicans, they're going to have to shift their narrative a little bit to, oh, we're experienced and we have another level, because that Pelicans team, I feel like, can take away the things that make the Clippers comfortable on that offensive end of the floor. And then the Pelicans are big. Their size is going to be a real challenge for a Clippers team that I think has size at every position except for power forward. It just so happens that their power forward is their best player, Kawhi Leonard. So the sacrifice that Kawhi has made this year is he's had, instead of having somebody like Marcus Morris or Nicholas Batum getting those bigger bodies or being in the small lineups holding things down, now you're asking, you know, the guys who are playing 2-3 for most of the last 4 years to be the 3-4s. Every now and again, that takes a bit of a physical compromise. So I think the Clippers do have another level. They have guys who've been there in the playoffs. They have a head coach who's there in the playoffs and shows that he's got stuff that other
even as a player, you know,
have.
Been to finals as a player, you know, storied coach,
right?
You know what I mean?
But they're not going to be rattled or intimidated by the moment. We've seen them be down 0-2 and make comebacks. So that's the team where it's like the Clippers should probably be better than the team that you've seen post All-Star break, because they know what time of the year it would be. And the desperation level for that team and that franchise will be a lot higher than a lot of these other teams as well.
Yeah, for sure.
The West, there's no safe first round series in the West.
No.
There's not a single matchup. Like, assuming we get Lakers and Suns out of the play-in, then we've got Pelicans, Dallas, Clippers, Mini, Denver, OKC, like any of those teams could beat the other team in a 7-game series, I feel like just depending on how hot they are.
Right. And someone's going to miss the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Either the Rockets or Warriors. Obviously, you know, two more teams in the play-in tournament. There are going to be good teams that are playing reasonably good basketball right now for several weeks that will not even make it to the play-in tournament. And then you got two more that won't make it to the postseason field overall. Like, there's no team that you're going, if you're a top four seed, and it's like, that's who we want game one at home. Like, okay.
Right.
All season, you work for your home court advantage just to lose that job.
Yeah. I feel like the only team that, like, Denver is probably the one that everybody has on their list that they're just like, no, thank you. Not thank you.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't. See, like, I feel like any of those teams would feel good about playing any of the other ones other than you. So you were mentioning for the Clippers, the Pelicans are a kind of counterintuitively bad matchup for them. Like, they just don't make. Yeah.
I've just seen too many ass whippings over the past several years, including this year.
Yeah. All right. So here's my question, because we recorded an episode after, I think it was like the first game of the playoffs last year. And I was like, is Kawhi Leonard still the best player in the league? Based on how he played in, I think it was like the first two games, maybe he got hurt in the second game, but he still looked so dominant. Where would you put him as, like, he is the blank best player in the league? Like, top 10?
Man, that's tough. That's tough because, I mean, I'm guessing we're having this conversation for playoff Kawhi, not, you know, the Kawhi that just has to get through the damn season. And again, all the credit to him. This man, this is the most games, the most minutes, the most dunks that we've seen out of Kawhi since he was in his 20s with the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
You know, like, that is, I'm excited to see what he has for the playoffs. I mean, if you say 10, then that sounds disrespectful, but there's a lot of good players and a lot of players that have levels, you know, come playoff time. I mean, I'll say 10. I don't really do player rankings like that.
Sure.
I do position rankings in September when everybody's asleep. But at his position, he's top three. And overall, I think 10's a good spot.
I think I would like put him right now, regular season 10. But like I said, last year in the first game of the playoffs, he was, I thought, the best player in the league. Like, he was unbelievable, like, you know, in the playoffs. So maybe we get another Kawhi playoffs and, you know, he's able to play for the whole time. And then the sky is the limit for the Clippers, I feel like, at that point.
That's all anyone wants to see. You know, T. never finished a playoff series as the Clippers head coach with both of those guys playing in the final game.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, just looking at potential matchups, do you want it with the Mavs, or would you rather not, based on what we're seeing with Dallas right now?
I mean, look, man, as someone who, again, I'm a beat it regardless.
Sure.
but like, going to get booked, shout out to The Athletic. Here's how the Clippers should feel. If you got to play a team like New Orleans, it's going to be a physical nightmare. You might win the series.
Right.
But your job is not to win one playoff series for that team. They're trying to win a championship.
Right.
It's going to be hard either way. Let me tell you something about Dallas. They are beating teams the way they're supposed to be beating teams. They are already a powerful offense. They got more talent at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
In a playoff series. You might want to play Dallas, and this is not disrespect to, you know, the Dallas Mavericks or the team or the whatever. It's just, let's just be objective here. Dallas is an offensively led team, much like the Clippers are.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that kind of matchup, we know what Luka can do. But in the game of basketball, your game is decided on stops. And if you're the Clippers, it's going to be hard to stop them, but you are familiar with them. You are super familiar with Luka. You're super familiar with Kyrie, considering who the head coach of the Clippers is.
Right.
And literally nobody else on that team concerns you on any level. No one concerns you from a shooting perspective. No one concerns you from an interior offensive perspective. You don't think any of those dudes can really stop any of the guys that you have. So, yes, Dallas is coming up in a big way. Luka has been come of age. He didn't play in the playoffs last year. He will have an edge. He legitimately hates the Clippers. I can tell you that. Like, Luka does not.
What is he, a Lakers fan?
No, he's not a Lakers fan. He's a guy who's had his season end multiple times against the Clippers, damn it.
Right.
Like, that's the reality. He does not like that team. He don't like dudes on that team because they get under his skin and they're not afraid of him. So, you know, it's going to be it would be a playoff series that a lot of people want to see. I personally do not give a damn, you know, like. But if you're the Clippers, you're like, if you see Dallas, you're not as bothered as
you feel all right.
The Pelicans, because again, the Pelicans have won like 10 out of the last 12. Dallas, you literally, even this year, they beat the Mavs 2 out of 3 times.
Yeah.
And the one time they lost, they were in the state of their version of the team that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's take a quick break and then we're gonna step back and take a look around the league, and we'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back.
We're back.
Let's stay on the Mavericks for a second.
Yeah.
They snapped Houston's 11-game winning streak. Luka was making scoop shots from the three-point line. He scored 47 points, 12 boards, 6 dimes, 9 threes, 1 19-foot scoop shot.
Wild.
That, like, he's got a skill set I don't even know how to describe. Like, we talk about shot making, but his is like shot making plus trick shot making. Like, he's got touch both around the rim and touch not around the rim, you know? Like, that's right. there's also a clip from Miles that you were sharing from the warm-ups of that game?
Yeah, it was the warm-up of the
of that game where he made the 19-foot scoop shot where he shot off the Jumbotron. And it ricocheted off the Jumbotron and went in, and not like, oh my God, I made that. Like, he shot it.
He's like
going
like,
off the Jumbotron and he's already walking away.
Yeah.
Because he knows it's going in.
100%.
Like, it feels like he saw that McDonald's, Larry Bird versus Michael Jordan, like, horse commercial.
Right.
And
he's
thought
like, off
it
the
was
Jumbotron.
Real.
He's like, yeah, okay. Off the Jumbotron. Sure.
Like, that feels like his game is, it doesn't make sense. It's wild. He is like some of the best shot making we've ever seen, and his teammate is the other person who we always talk about having some of the best shot making with Kyrie Irving. So
right,
they're gonna be fun to watch.
Yeah,
regardless of who they're matched up against.
It was fun just to hear the reactions that different play calling teams are just their reaction to that scoop shot. This is the first one from the Mavericks side. He's about to hit it, and a little bit of excitement.
Well, they're not the lone Rangers.
He's at the top,
that
right by the three.
Luka has done this to many teams this year. What?
I'm getting ready to leave, man.
The leak out.
What? Lil Jon was there, I think, doing color commentary. And then this is what it sounds like from the Rockets broadcast when he made that shot. It's just sort of like denial.
Oh no!
You gotta go. He's
This is about as high.
No,
you can hear
no.
the whole crowd too.
No,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
haven't seen the clip, he does a step through and then just does a underhanded layup, but from the 3-point line, and it goes in.
I think it's just like a literacy with the, it's like jazz, right? You know, like some like players can read like the notes, like, yeah, I can execute this. But some people are like, I know the scale so well, like watch me just do anything and right. like work with it. And I think that's just like why you see those kinds of shots too. Cause he's not even like limiting himself. He's like, yeah, I'm having that. Let me try that one too.
Yeah.
He's got the touch. Yeah. But yeah,
he got the touch.
I mean, exactly. Shout out to the Boogie Knights. Yeah. I mean, again, we were talking about the Western Conference, the Eastern Conference, Boston and Milwaukee seems pretty much that's fine. It's really about the places underneath them. And then, yeah, with the Western Conference, it's interesting to see 6, 7, 8, how that battle plays out. You know, but we got to talk about Book, the 52 points in a win over the Pelicans on Monday. And now with that 52 points, he has joined Wilt Chamberlain as the only players in NBA history to have 3 consecutive games with at least 50 points against a single opponent, which is pretty wild. Before he was 52, then I think 58 in the one before that. So 162 points in his past 3 games against the Pelicans.
So he's probably looking for that matchup. He's not scared of them. There's no world where they're meeting in the first round, but
that's food, bruv, as they say in London. That's what he's saying. Yeah.
He got the memo of like how many points you're supposed to score.
Right. if you want
Jalen Brunson did not get the memo, unfortunately. No. He put up 61. And unfortunately, anything in the 60s means your team is going to lose this season.
Yeah.
That's 70 just
to
what
win.
Happened.
You need 70.
He went up
win.
Against the Spurs. Wembanyama had maybe his best game. Aren't rookies supposed to like wear down as the season goes along? He put up 40, 20, 7 assists, 3 blocks, just all sorts of highlights of like just weird things, you know, like those Wemby highlights that give you chills a little bit, but like kind of make you feel like you have the flu because you're just like, what am I even watching?
Just one of the Monstars.
The Spurs beat the Knicks, and Brunson put up 61, and you gotta score 70. If you're going to score 60, you got to get to 70 or else you're going to lose. Those are just the rules of this season's scoring.
Just short yourself.
Yeah. But I do feel like, so the Knicks are in 4th right now. They would be facing Orlando in the first round. I feel like whatever team Jalen Brunson's on, whatever round you intuitively think they're going to go to, just give yourself one extra round. That seems like where it nets out with him.
Right.
For whatever reason, he's got that play. The Sixers rule is second round or not, but like second round is the absolute maximum
that they've been
allotted. So
playoff purgatory.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so the Knicks are going to be interesting. I don't know. They're probably not going to make the Eastern Conference Finals, but I could see them getting to the second round.
I would, I mean, for the city of New York, that would be just for the videos that I would see outside of Madison Square Garden. I would like to see that because they go off even when they just like get into the playoffs recently. So I want to see the fanfare from the fans for sure. Yeah. If that were to happen.
But the other great performance, from this week, LeBron, tying his season high with 40 on 13 of 17. That's not free throws. Is that a typo? 13
nope.
of 17 field goals?
Yeah.
Oh, but 9 from 10 from the line. 9 for 10 from the free throw line. Oh, no, that's
no.
from three?
The three throw line.
The three throw. Yeah, I don't know. That has been the question is like, is he pacing himself? Is he going to suddenly like turn it on towards the end of this season? And that game certainly looked like it.
Oh, man, that corner three, just a heat check three he had at the last one he took. I was like, that's the LeBron James that we need. If I'm going to keep this delusion going for another few weeks, please, please. Law, what's your perspective? What do you think? What's going on with Bron? Is it that part of his career where we get these flashes, or you think he's doing the thing like now he's being more sort of intentional about where when he turns up the dial and turns it back down?
I mean, look, if it wasn't for like every national broadcast reminding you how old LeBron is, you wouldn't know based off of how he's playing.
Right.
Like, dude's only shot 40% from 3 1 year of his entire career. And that was his 10th NBA season in Miami when, you know, he was basically on top of the world, right? To win a second straight finals MVP. Obviously, that comes with a championship after the Olympic gold medal that he got with the 2012 team. So he was, you could reasonably say, like, if you wanted to say that was the best version of LeBron, you can say that, right? I mean, he's shooting a career high from three while shooting more threes than he shot that year. That, to me, is a player who understands that they don't have, you know, as long to play, but at the same time, is still the GOAT, you know? Like, LeBron's got more dunks this year than he did last year,
right?
Okay. He's playing with so many offensively skilled dudes. Like, this is the team Magic Johnson probably thought he wanted to put together when he was like, we don't need shooters, we need ball handlers. Well, they got ball handlers who can shoot. So this is one of the, this is a hard team to defend right now.
Yeah.
Now, on the other end, they're food. And, you know, that's going to be something they got to figure out depending on their playoff matchup.
Yeah.
But the benefit there is LeBron also doesn't foul. I think you've noticed that.
Right.
He's just incapable.
Right. Like, those guys, him and AD, they can play 30, 35 minutes and they won't pick up multiple fouls in a game. And they're playing the biggest positions on the floor. So it's just funny how that goes. But yeah, LeBron, he's reached a point where he knows he's a computer, right? He knows where he's supposed to be. He knows where the defense is supposed to be. He knows where his teammates are supposed to be. He can make threes at this high clip. And then because you have so much attention on all these other guys who can make shots, who can handle and pass the basketball, he's still getting his stuff easy.
Right.
And I mean, that, I don't think there's a pace to it. Like, that's your pace. Your pace is LeBron's not the guy who has to create every damn play. You know, this isn't the 2018 finals Cavs. Like, LeBron can chill pretty much and get his stuff. And it's, again, it's going to be fascinating to see who they match up in the playoffs with. You saw what happened last year. They were a seven. That Memphis Grizzlies team didn't have the size or the experience or the poise or arguably the coaching. And they wound up taking care of a high seed pretty easily. It can happen again this year.
Yeah. What if you had to pick like two dark horse teams from the West? Because, I mean, I don't even know if it's dark horse.
Yeah,
but, like,
at this point, right?
So not one of the top three seeds that you could see making a run. Who would you pick?
I mean, I got to go with the Clippers. They're not going to be a top three seed, and they are going to get a lot of, we don't believe in them, you know, and I could see them making a run. I really could see them making a run. The other team that I would have to, pick, it's tough because I mean, shoot, I probably would go with the Lakers. We saw it last year. I really feel like that team in a seven-game series is going to be a real problem for somebody, possibly multiple teams. And if they can avoid Denver somehow, they're going to have a path where they can feel like, well, we've beaten these teams multiple times. Like, the Nuggets are probably the only team that has given the Lakers a real challenge. And so, that's weird to say for a team that right now needs to win two games in the play-in tournament just to qualify.
Right.
Right.
I would have said the Pelicans if Brandon was healthy right now.
Right. Yeah.
But I can't do that with Brandon not guaranteed to be ready. Like, I think he'll be reevaluated this week, but we all know what that does not mean. It does not guarantee that he'll be ready.
Yeah.
What about in the East?
In the East. Oh, man. I wish the Magic had more experience. I really like that team. I really like how they're defense first. They're huge. They can't shoot and they still beat you. The East is like, I really don't like talking about the East. The Celtics, it's the Celtics. It really is. It's the Celtics and everybody else. Like, you know, everyone's going to give the Heat undue, you know, respect because of the
well-received
runs
that
they've been on. Will the Heat make the playoffs? Are they making it out the play-in tournament? Like,
yeah.
We got to see. I mean, the Sixers are going to get Joel back, and I actually am excited if Joel is truly healthy because he's coming back to a better team than he left. Like, he didn't play with Buddy Hield. He played with Marcus Wirtz, okay? there's a big difference there. He's going to be, you know, like Tyrese is going to get a lot of relief. They have wings. They have size. Like Kelly Oubre was, you know, finding his way after that weird accent in Center City, Philadelphia. Now, like, guys have been playing, and Joel's coming back to that team. I think that could be a team that can make a run. So, and it's a different head coach. So, but
right,
no, nah,
right.
the East just doesn't. They don't do it for me. as far as dark horses, like I just
yeah, it feels pretty set. Yeah, for sure.
So two teams with the red, white, and blue colorway, true to your origins,
exactly. True
and
American.
Then the Lakers. You know, so yeah, there you. It is.
True American. True American. Appreciate that. Appreciate.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, Embiid's coming back. I didn't even want to mention it because it's you know, I don't want to jinx it. We don't know all the details, but yeah, it'll be very interesting. Like that first game back, just to see because his body is so big that it often takes him some time to like get used to moving it around a basketball court.
He's got a good 2 weeks to figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
for sure.
So that shouldn't be a problem. Sixers going to the finals. That's my prediction.
There it
you
is.
Heard it here first.
Hey, Lakers Sixers. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back and we'll put Law in the hot seat for the rapid
hottest
round
of
questions
seats.
Right after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. Law Murray.
Wow.
Always good to have you, man. Always great to have you. But it is time to put you in the hot seat. It's the fourth quarter. It's the rapid fire round of questioning. This is the fastest questions and answer segment in all podcast sports history. We're going to ask you a question. You just chest pass answer right back. Don't think too hard.
Bang, bang.
And if you take too long, we will be very rude in telling you to keep it moving, sir. So please don't take it personally. It's the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Don't hate the host. Hate the segment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Law?
Yeah, I'm about as ready as James Harden with a catch and shoot three.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. And he's doing it this year, right? He's actually doing catch and shoot?
Sometimes.
I've not seen it in the playoffs, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. TBD. Shall I go first or shall you go
first? Yeah, Miles, why don't you go first?
I shall go first. La Murray, what?
Wait, Brian, does Brian know
what he's supposed to do? Oh, my gosh. Brian, start the clock.
There it is.
All right, Law, here's the first question. Man, see, you got me off my game. It's because he was talking to that Spice as a Clipper journalist. You know what I mean? They're completely throwing me off. I'm fragile, man. I'm a snowflake. But here we go.
You got to stay in the fight, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
You had me believing again, man. Thank you. You really, you know, you lift me up. When I look back on the sand, there was only one set of footprints. It's because you were carrying me.
Okay, and we just cut out a 5-minute rendition of You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban that Miles just performed just with tears in his eyes.
Streaming down my face. All right, Law, first question. More likely to happen, and look, we'll let you expand a little bit, and why, okay, more likely to happen and why, Clippers finals run or Bucks finals run?
Clippers finals run.
Why?
Head coach.
Wow. Mm. Simple. That was an efficient answer. Enough for us to go, we'll take that one.
All right.
Take that one.
Law, you can go back in time to personally witness any of the following. You can take your pick. 2004 Western Conference Finals Game 5, D Fish game winner. 2019 Kawhi game winner over the Sixers. With the ball bouncing. This was my pick because I feel like if I had shouted at that moment, he might have, like, it might have been off like a split second.
How would you have shouted? Like super masculine or just like, yeah, like you got to do it. Yeah. I remember doing that like basketball games at school. It's been like, whatever you like, anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just
got it.
Sheer desperation.
Yeah.
As you said before we recorded, I'm Mark Wahlberg-ing this. It wouldn't have gone down like that if I had been in the crowd there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the difference would have been I would have been crying too, just like Joel Embiid. All right, Jordan 63 versus Boston in the playoffs, Game 7, 2016 Finals, LeBron block. Which of those are you going back to watch in person?
MJ 63.
Yeah. That just the scene.
I wasn't there for that one. I remember where I was for the other three. But I wasn't there for that one.
That's a good
point. Plus, you could be smoking a pack of cigarettes the whole time in the Boston Garden.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. It was free cigarette night, I think. Yeah. Everybody got one. Unless you were under 12, then you didn't get them. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, another 60-point game that, you know, the scorer didn't win the game, by the way.
Yeah.
Always comes back to Jordan. Shout out to my guy, Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the law of the land. Okay, rank these current duos in terms of your expectations in the postseason. Giannis Dame, Jokic Murray, Luka Kyrie, KD and Book, Kawhi, and Playoff P.
All right, that's five of them, so you're going to have to help me out. But I know number one, it's got to be Jokic, Jamal, just out of respect.
Giannis Dame, Luka, Book, Kawhi, PG.
Gotta go Kawhi out of the remaining. Gotta go Kawhi Paul.
Okay.
Then I gotta go KD Book. Giannis Dame. Actually, switch that. We're gonna go Giannis Dame over KD Book. And the last one is going to be the Mavericks duo.
Got it. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
We do not fear the Mavericks on this podcast.
No, not at all. That's good. That's good. That's good news. That's good news.
Finally, who is the most underappreciated of the truly all-time greats? Give us a guy that deserves to be mentioned, but often left out of the all-time debates.
Man.
And make it rhyme, like those two sentences did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a great rhyme, but the first person that comes to mind...
Hey, there he is. He's a poet, and don't you know it.
Is Alex English.
Wow.
The Englishman.
Yeah.
Harry Kane, massive.
I had that Nuggets throwback jersey.
It's a great jersey. You're talking about a team that was consistently good, made a conference finals run, didn't obviously break through. I mean, that man scored more points than anybody in the 80s from 1980 to 90. So people talk about points. And that dude, out of all the dudes who played, he was the one who got the most, who scored the most. And we're going to talk about Alex English. So shout out to Alex English.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Alex Inglis.
I didn't even realize that. I mean, I always knew he was like a scorer, but then when you put it like that,
well, I was like, put it like that.
Yeah.
Put some respect on his name.
Absolute. Pour out all the respect onto that name. 100%. That was a great answer. Well, Law Murray, thank you so much for joining us on Miles and Jack. I'm at Boosties. Where do the people find you, follow you, read your work, and support your work?
Yeah, shout out to The Athletic. They put me on. They still put me on. This year, season 4 covering mostly the Clippers. I promise you, I cover more than just the Clippers. So there's that too.
Yeah.
And I'm at all the social media sites that I need to be on. So,
yeah,
you know, like
wherever they got that. Yeah.
Law Murray the New. And yeah, like as long as y'all know, I'm not here to be, you know, your favorite player's voice of reason. just my own voice of reason. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm objective. As y'all going to get mad at me because y'all emotional. But once y'all get over that, I feel like I help y'all out. So exactly. I just need to say that.
Perfect. Perfect.
There you go.
You can follow the show on Twitter, hashtag Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES. That's you can find the show links and notes and all kinds of things like that. Updates, what have you. You can follow me on Twitter at Miles of Gray.
I'm at Jack_O'Brien. I'm just looking at Alex English started 14 playoff games 1 year and put up 30 a game for Denver. They made it to the Western Conference Finals and lost in 85 and lost to the Lakers. That's 30 a game in 14 playoff games. That's unbelievable. Like, and shot 53% from the floor. That's wild.
Conference finals run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, guess what? We're going to be back because the season isn't ending and either is this show. And we will be back next week. We're just getting started, folks. And we'll have a better idea of what the playoff picture looks like. And maybe I will be sweating or crying or celebrating. I don't know, but we'll find out next week when we see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.